This is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview is an excerpt from a recent program. To hear the entire program, visit digitalproductionbuzz.com. Larry O'Connor is the founder and CEO of Otherworld Computing, which we all know as OWC. He founded it in 1988. OWC is both a reseller and developer, supporting all things Mac for more than 25 years. Hello, Larry. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Larry.
You know, one of the key things that I was hearing at NAB is this whole concept of what's called an eGPU. How would you define that?
It's a pretty straight up. It's just simply a GPU that you can connect externally to your computer. So instead of depending upon your internal graphics chipset, or perhaps lack thereof, you can plug in an external GPU to take advantage of more GPU capability for faster graphics processing, whether it be games, VR, AR, scientific work. I mean, you name it, anything that can benefit from a GPU, you can now connect externally to a system as opposed to being dependent just on what's built in.
Well, I was doing a check, and I was looking at Word and Excel and PowerPoint, and they weren't pushing the GPU at all. Who cares about this stuff?
It's going to be folks, that are doing more, video editing, the people who are mining on their Macs, although I don't think there's too much of that. And then you get into the AR and the VR space, where the GPU is being utilized, even some video playback with certain codecs. And that's where, again, the GPU is being utilized as opposed to the processor. Word and Excel, really don't care. But even just playing back, some video, you get a great benefit from having a GPU. And that's actually, eGPU, and that's actually something else to kind of note. It's not so much a big issue today with the 2016 and later machines, but certainly in the future when new codecs come out, those soldered-in, built-in GPUs don't necessarily have support for those codecs. You plug in an eGPU, and now you go back from taxing the processor to offload into a GPU that's designed for it.
Well, my understanding is that we have the operating system now formally supporting eGPUs. I mean, we've had hacks before that, but the key is that we now have direct operating system support. But don't we have to have changes to our software as well?
It depends upon the software and how they have their support implemented. A lot of software that natively uses Apple's tools for OpenGL, Metal, and other GPU-dependent subsystems routines work pretty well right off the bat with 10.13.4. But absolutely, you look at some of the early reports with Adobe and such. There's a lot of opportunity for optimization and even changes to the software to fully utilize what's now available via those eGPU options.
Well, I was doing some homework prior to chatting with you. Apple Final Cut only supports eGPUs in a very limited way for the support of a VR headset and one other relatively small function. Premiere doesn't support it at all. DaVinci Resolve has very limited support. When should filmmakers start to pay attention to this technology as opposed to developers?
You really should take a look at your application, also what your system's built-in capability is. When you look at DaVinci Resolve, it truly depends what you're doing, because in certain cases, people are reporting huge benefits, with our eGPU, connected up, as opposed to just the built-in video. The support may be limited, but where it is, certainly enabled, it's night and day in terms of what performance you can benefit.
Now, the actual hardware, the eGPU box, actually consists of a whole lot of different components, and you've got one which is called the Helios. What's in it?
Well, Helios FX, has 550 watts a power supply, plenty of power for you to select the GPU that you'd like to put inside. Effectively, it gives you a bridge between any of the Apple recommended GPU cards and your Thunderbolt 3 Mac. It also works for the PC, but we're talking about Mac tonight, and Mac is certainly where you have the most, honestly, I believe, the most benefit.
Well, we've got, there's a couple things that are going on here. One, it has to have a power supply, Apple tells us, that has to be big enough to not only drive the graphics card, but it also has to be able to power the laptop, so the laptop gets powered from the eGPU. How do we know if
Correct.
The unit we've got, because there's, as far as I can tell, there are three or four companies that make eGPUs. How do we decide which one to get?
Well, I may be biased certainly towards our product, but you know, you should. I would say choose a company that's, you know, certainly been in the Mac space, supports the Mac, and has a history of, you know, the right support, you know, in the community, so to speak. The other you know, biggie would be, you know, Apple has specifically recommended a few cards, you know, ours being say at the top of that list. And if it's Apple recommended, you certainly know that you can trust. It's certified, you know, for the task, and it's got the right power to operate and power your system. You know, there are PCIe chassis out there which potentially can support eGPUs, or say GPU cards in the boxes, but you know, the products that are specifically certified to be sold as an eGPU solution, you know, like the Helios FX, you know, those are tested and fully enabled, and also have some optimizations that maximize their engagement for the use with an eGPU.
You know, Larry,
GPU
hold
cards
it.
Hop up. Very high bandwidth.
Hold it. Take a breath. That was a brilliant answer to a really bad question. So let me try the question a different way. The Helios has 550 watts of power. Sonnet has got units that go from 350 to 650. Other units may only have 450 watts of power. What is the determination of how many watts of power we need? Why did you pick 550 and not 650? And how do we decide if we're getting a system which is underpowered for power?
Today, there's only one video card that our box can't power that's supported by Apple for eGPU use. So, quite frankly, today, until we bring out a 650, and I don't want to go into why we don't have a 650 right now, but nonetheless, you really just need to look at the GPU's requirements. And the good news is, like everything else, over time, GPUs become more efficient. We get faster, we get better, we get more performance with less power. So, with the exception of one the highest end card, you know, currently applicable for the solution, our box supports everything. If you do want that one card that our box doesn't have the power to officially support, you know, the Sonnet would be the way to go.
How much power does a laptop draw? So if I know how much power the card takes, how much more do I need to allocate for the laptop?
Sure, the laptop can draw technically up to 85 watts at peak.
Okay, so whatever the card is plus 85 watts is what our minimum requirement is then. Do I have that right?
You have that right, and there's also a list of cards that Apple specifically supports, and they actually note which, you know, say what boxes they recommend them for. So you've got that guideline as well.
So now I'm going to take you way outside your comfort zone, because you make really great hardware that supports the cards, but I was looking at Apple's list, and they list about 20 different graphics cards of a variety of different families. How do we make a decision on what card to get, or do we just spend the most money that our wallet affords?
Yeah, it's going to go back, and this is, yeah, a question about filmmakers earlier. It's really going to come down to what your application is, you know, is really best able to utilize. You know, different cards have different strengths. There's certainly different levels of the same family of cards, and then you have different brand, you know, manufacturers, and you have cards with different feature sets even in between. So, with given time, you know, we'll get benchmarks up, and we'll get other testing put out there, and that's really, you know, will come with some sort of, with, you know, better enablement and better engagement, you know, from the different software applications. But it really is going to come down to, typically, the more the GPU costs, the faster it is. But ultimately, it's like anything else. If you don't need it, you know, there's no point in paying, you know, extra for a capability that's not going to benefit you. So it's really what the application can best utilize, and, you know, what your budget allows.
Without getting into specifics, next month we've got the WWDC conference from Apple, WWDC. What does Apple need to do in general to advance this technology, or are we just waiting for individual developers at this point?
I think it's a mix of both. I think we're continuing to see more engagement, you know, natively through the OS. I mean, Apple's certainly been putting the tools in place. And then it's, and in terms of the applications, it's ensuring that they can utilize more than one GPU. I mean, they default select in certain cases, you know, what's built into the system, and making sure these applications become aware in the Mac platform that there are multiple GPUs available, and offload to different tasks to the multiple GPUs you've now got, you know, at your disposal. I think that's where we see some greater gains.
For people that want more information, where can they go on the web to learn about the Helios product?
No, we hope they go to owcdigital.com.
That's all one word, owcdigital.com. Oh, Larry, one of the benefits of an eGPU is it allows us to extend our system beyond its initial capabilities. I'd like to invite you back next week to talk about ways that we can upgrade our systems with new hardware. Can you spare us the time?
I can, absolutely. For you, Larry, I'll find the time. We'll make it happen.
I look forward to it. Larry O'Connor is the founder and CEO of Otherworld Computing. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure, Larry. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Great show.